from Bhaktin Olivia. Subject, chanting in kirtan. That really should be our subject. Many devotees mispronounce the Maha Mantra in kirtan chanting. Now, I don't know what to say here because she's written Hare and then R-A-M-O. But because English is not a phonetic language, I don't know whether she means Ramo or Ramo. Anyway, chanting Hare Ramo, I guess, rather than Hare Rama. What implications does this have on the quality and potency of one's chanting? Recently in Mayapur, my godbrother, but I believe everyone calls him Makandal Prabhu, because they remember his name before sannyas, they don't remember his name afterwards. I believe it's Bhakti Baidurya Govinda Maharaj, and he kind of cornered me, and he was very heavy on the point that you have to chant Hari Rama and not Ramo. But I couldn't understand whether he was saying Ramo or Ramo, which many English speakers, because they're not used to, people who only speak English, they often can't hear the difference because English pronunciation is mostly not very subtle. Russian pronunciation is very subtle. It's a difficult thing to learn. And you English speaker, they can't even hear it. So yeah, he was very strong. That he said that Prabhupada told Vishnu Jan was chanting this Hare Ramo, and Prabhupada said this will spoil our whole movement. So I asked him, well, what was he chanting actually? Was it Ramo or Ramo? What was he chanting? And I couldn't. Maharaj told me that Vishnu Jan had picked this up from Bengali Sahajiyas. But I spent years in Bengal where everyone, it's just the way people pronounce. They say Ramo, Hare Ramo. In the Hindi speaking area, they'll just say Ram. In Gujarati also, Ram. It's not Rama or Ramo. It's Ram. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Ram. Then we have different pronunciation, different parts of India. In Orissa, Krishna becomes Krishna. And I believe in Telugu also it's something like that, Krishna, not Krishna. Somewhere in between. Gujarati also is Krishna. 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 In many parts of it, in Tamil, in Canada maybe also, it's not Krishna, is it?
No, it's Krishna.
Krishna, only Krishna. In Marathi also, it's a little bit like Krishna, Krishna, not Krishna. And our only English speakers, they won't even hear this difference. So, having lived in Bengal, and when I was living in Bengal, I don't know, because I was speaking Bengali with Bengalis all the time, so I'd say Ramo, just by association. So, I don't know, to me it just doesn't seem like such a big thing, whether you say Rama or Ramo. Hare Ramo, Hare Krishna, Krishna will also become Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yeah, Hare becomes Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, it's nice if someone's chanting at all. The quality and potency of one's chanting. In Vedic mantras, if you don't get the pronunciation exactly right, then things go wrong, as happened with Tvashta, as is described in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. He was chanting mantras by which a demon would come forth who would be the enemy of Indra, but because he slightly mispronounced something, then instead the child born was a child of whom Indra was the enemy. But in chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna, such considerations are not so binding or important. Basically, Krishna, or Krishna, Krishna, call from the heart. That's the main point Prabhupada taught us, that chanting should be like the call of a child for the mother. Call out in helplessness, dependency. That's the main thing. So with all due respect to Vaidurya Govinda Maharaj, I wouldn't put so much importance on this point. Of course, he's citing Srila Prabhupada, but exactly what Prabhupada said, in what context he said, why he said it, we don't know. I don't see that when Prabhupada, he, living in Mayapur, tried to tell all the Bengalis to chant Hare Krishna instead of Krishna. Or if he ever mentioned such a thing. In those days, there was one Bengali, he's probably dead now, he's quite an old man, and he used to lead the Gaur Arati Kirtan almost every evening. Sarvagya. He was leading. There were two of them, and there was another, Shweta Dweep, the Bengali devotees leading the Kirtan in those days, in the 1970s.